When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Andrea, welcome to the random Would You Rather question. Let's see what we got with you.
All right. Andrea. Okay.
Do you spell Andrea like Andrea?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Andrea, this is a weird one.
You always get it right.
Okay.
That's only because Mike puts it phonetically. So I figure
I love it.
You have to correct 100% of the people that say your name.
I got you, man. Right. I got you.
All right, Andrea, random person. Just a random person. Would you rather smell their butt, like get up in it, just breathe it in, or have that same stranger smell yours?
Ooh.
I guess I'd rather have them smell mine.
I agree, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have the person smell your butt.
I try to keep that clean, so
you
other
try.
People,
we appreciate
know.
That.
Yeah, well, you try.
Do
you, do you have the confidence?
A for effort, you know?
Okay. All right.
I agree with her. There was a guy, man, it's weird, and I know this is not isolated, but there was a guy in Baltimore, and I'd get on the bus. He rode the same route I did. I did not know he was going to do this, but kind of a crowded bus. He's sitting in the very back corner. There's a woman sitting next to him. She rings the bell. She gets off the bus. My man leans over and takes this big whiff of her seat. Which, again, like, if that's something you do, that's cool, but typically you don't do it in public, right? And it blew my mind. And all of us on the bus kind of exchanged looks like, you saw that, right? So I bring it up when I get to school that day. I'm like, man, this brother's on the back of the bus. This woman gets up and smells the seat. Like, 8 of the dudes in my class are like, oh, man, that guy, yeah, he does it every time. So apparently he just gets on the bus to smell the seat that women were sitting in. And that was his thing. And I'm like, again, I'm not here to kink shame you, brother. Like, look, everyone here masturbates. I don't do it on the bus.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Just, you might want to keep that one under wraps.
Riz, we asked, would you rather smell someone's butt or have a stranger smell yours?
Why do we ask that?
There's a lot of pervy stuff that happens and people get away with in public.
What?
Here's one that might not be on your watch list. Police in Burbank, California have arrested a serial butt sniffer. 38-year-old Khalees Crowder. He was cuffed last Tuesday after he was caught loitering in the women's department of the Nordstrom Rack.
Jesus.
He was caught on security camera, awkwardly following a female customer around and inappropriately sniffing her butt.
Is there an appropriate way to do that?
You. He was on parole and has a documented history of similar arrests for similar crimes.
Smell it.
He went viral before after being caught sniffing a woman's ass at a Barnes & Noble in 2023.
Ooh, that bookworm butt. Yeah.
That's also, educated stuff.
Educated butt.
Has a long criminal record for burglary, robbery, indecent exposure. Investigators are looking for additional butt-sniffing victims because they believe he's been continually doing this. He has not been caught. He is
He's still out there.
He has just been identified
as
the same guy. They're trying to get a bigger case to keep him off the streets once they get him in.
Right. So anyone who feels that their butt has been sniffed by this guy, we want to lock them up for a hot minute.
They locked him up overnight when they did catch him the first time.
I mean, because what's
then
the
Then they
crime?
Locked him up again, but they let him out.
I know it is illegal, but I'm saying
what is it?
What can they? What's your penalty?
He's not touching you.
Right. Is it a fine? Is it? I mean, how much time can you give someone for sniffing a butt?
But didn't somebody get fired for just walking into an office and farting and closing the door and leaving?
Yeah, but that guy had a history of, he was just being.
But you didn't touch anybody.
You didn't touch anybody.
No, but that's like harassment or this or that.
And it's at your place of work.
So it must be harassment.
So here's the
issue
thing.
Is with sniffing the chair of like, you're not physically sniffing somebody's butt. It's still gross and stuff, but I don't know what the crime is.
But the difference is, you know, if you're at work, that's one thing because I'm sure somewhere in the handbook in the very back, it's like, and don't sniff co-workers' butts. But if I'm just out in public and I sniff your butt, it is uncouth. It is very weird. It's borderline creepy, but what is the actual crime? Because look, man, you know, like I said, I'm on the light rail. It gets packed. People are standing very close to each other. Now, no one is sniffing each other's butts, as best I can tell, but we're in very, very close proximity.
Yep.
So what changes, other than me being really weird, if we're already standing an inch apart and I decide to lay down and smell your butt?
I'm taking the bus when it's rainy, dark, cold, and smells. Everyone smells like the wet dog.
Yeah. You know what I worry about is, actually, I don't worry about this, but the idea of this guy's parents, okay? So I'm at home. I am watching the news. My son has moved out. He's a grown man, as far as I know. And all of a sudden, his picture pops up on the news, and they say, we have identified this gentleman is a serial butt sniffer. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is my kid.
Right.
Like, he's getting a phone call. Like, dude, dial it down.
Give you guys one more before we go back to the phones. Okay. This is a simple one. Would you guys rather live next to a cemetery, right next door to a cemetery, or right next door to a golf course?
I'll take the cemetery.
You are on the cemetery. You are on the golf course. Which home are you taking?
Cemetery. No doubt about it.
Cemetery.
Golf course.
Really?
Golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Now, there is the danger of the golf ball entering your area.
That's predominantly my issue.
But generally, I feel like a house on the golf course is a little nicer.
They are.
I could go out there and putt around in the at dusk.
You can. Yep.
Like, I don't know. Like, chips. Yeah. I don't know. You could have fun with people.
You could.
You also have loud, obnoxious behavior almost every day of the week.
I think that's my thing. I'm a fairly private person.
You will see more penises.
The nice thing about the cemetery is, like, I know they're dead. I'm not particularly superstitious. I don't sweat it. But no one there is going to bother me. And the people, other than teenagers at night trying to do their thing, 90% of the people I see going in there, they're kind of in their own world. They are not here to bug me.
They're honoring something.
Not that golfers are the worst, but just if that's where I live and it's 7 days a week. Here's Miles again. What time do you show up? Your tea time at 6:30 a.m.
6:50.
Like,
yeah,
dude. And I get it. I do, but I'm
and
not.
It's always
a morning
5
person.
O'clock on the golf course. So
right, I'm
Joey. You remember too? People are blasting music.
Yes,
a lot of them.
People.
Miles. Are going by. Well, golfers in their golf carts. Or the
Miles,
even if
they're walking. Is it a public course? Or?
Well, no, I was going to ask. It makes a difference.
Or is it a country club?
It makes a difference.
You know what? It does, but it doesn't.
Damn,
it does. Ted. It does, but it doesn't.
How
depends.
Upscale am I living here? Right.
Yeah, is it a Muni? Probably out.
Okay, like the one that your buddy used to live next to. Or close to. Wasn't he up in that area? Near Harbor Point?
Oh, uh-oh.
Very nice homes in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Harbor Point up in Mukilteo. I thought your buddy lived close to there at one point, but I guess he doesn't.
Oh, no, he did live in Mukilteo, but I was like, I don't know that you did live near a golf course.
Okay, well, that's the nice neighborhood there.
Sure.
Put your blast and music, on a speaker going through a neighborhood all the time.
Yeah.
Everyone has seen your penis. There's no place to go to the bathroom. So
I mean,
you're peeing all over the golf course.
I'm just thinking.
Your house is getting bombarded by balls. You can't even go outside and cut the grass without the threat of taking one to the back of the head.
Yeah, that's what cemetery to me. Like everyone's dead. Dead people are quiet. And
I will say
that.
This. The last house I was in on a golf course. Now, granted, it was Palm Desert. So it was very nice. But the Saturday I was there, they have down there, a lot of people just have these smaller pools in their backyard.
Yeah.
Basically just to cool off.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of hedges and stuff. But it's my buddy's dad's house, and I was in the pool, and we heard one group teeing off, and he is tucked in against the wall, and I go, "What's wrong?" And he's like, "Ah, if one ever comes in here and rattles around," he goes, "it scares the living ass out of you."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Are you serious?" He's like, "You're in the pool, so you're fine." But he's like, "I'm going to wait till they pass before I pull my chair back out."
I would argue that I would assume this is my forever home, because if it's for resale, I'm taking the golf course.
Do you realize how many windows you replace?
Now, I will say, I have a family member on Cape Cod. They have a big house. They only afforded it because it's kind of tucked behind the cemetery.
Yeah. I mean,
and some of those gravestones are 1700s, and the seller just could not move it. Nobody would buy it.
But they live in almost the worst place in the U.S.
In New England.
Right. Everything associated with the New England cemetery is different.
I don't think that would freak me out. I think living in a house that was shaped like the Amityville Horror House.
Yeah, that would freak me out.
That would freak me out. But I don't think living by a cemetery is a big deal. I guess because people in West Virginia, they had backyard family cemeteries on their property. So, I mean, aunts, uncles, old dogs, cats.
Right, they're all there.
They're all just back there up on the hill. It was never a big deal.
Either. Oh, yeah. Their house looks a little bit like that. I mean, it spooks me.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I spent the night there.
There's a double whammy there, dude. It is the home and it's the property. It's the combination.
Yeah, no. Okay, so no, it can't be that house.
Right.
It can't be house.
It can't be the Amityville Horror House beside a cemetery. You might as well just have a dog that looks like Cujo.
The whole nine.
Check all the boxes.
And a kid that you buried in the backyard and came back to life.
This way. Cemetery.
He has an unfinished basement.
Of course he does.
There is a couch down there. He said, if you sleep down there, you can sleep in. If not, one of the four kids is going to wake you up at like 6 something. Now, we are up talking. This is 2 a.m. He doesn't drink. I'm drinking. I opened that door and I said, I'll deal with what's her name when she gets up.
I'll see him at 6 a.m., brother.
6:01.
What's her name?
Hey! What's her name? Hey, CC. I was like, I'm not sleeping in that basement.
The little girl that keeps out
here. Every Miles, it's the only way she talks to me. Teddy!
This is
crazy. Hey, CC.
Just tell him, bro.
Hey, that basement was so scary.
Just finish the basement, man. It makes all the
difference. No way. And he's like, you can sleep in down there. I'm like, I wouldn't even nap down here.
You're like, cool. Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. Can I? Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Cheyenne, welcome to the program and the random question. Let's see what we have for you. Okay. Okay. Would you rather get cheated on and it is with the same person, or get cheated on and they were with many people? So in other words, Cheyenne, whoever you're dating, they are either only cheating on you with one person, but you find out, or would you feel better knowing that it wasn't just one person, it was a whole bunch of people?
Gotcha. Yeah.
One person?
Okay, what's your rationale there?
Well, if I understand you correctly, what you're asking is I would rather him cheat on me with one person or with multiple people?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, with one person, because for me, the fear is getting a STD.
That makes sense.
Anything like that.
So that's the rationale for that. The other rationale is, he left you for someone he really, really liked.
Correct.
And that person was not you.
That's where I was going.
Where if he leaves you because it's just anybody, then it's not as personal toward you.
I agree.
Because it's just what this person does.
Wants to do, sure.
Right. And it doesn't matter who it's with. But with a single person, then they actually have feelings, really like and care about this person, which means they probably should have just been straight up with you and said, it's over, I like somebody else.
But also, she's protecting her vagina. And right. I completely understand
that. I get both sides.
I'd rather have my feelings hurt than get an STD.
You're getting hosed either way, so you might as well take the cleaner route.
You know what, Mike? Yeah. That's a good point. Either way, it sucks. So,
but I kind of get the other thing, too. It's like, all right, you're not going out making drunken mistakes of the flesh. Like, you really like this person?
Exactly. And you,
like, Jesus.
But you had enough time to establish a relationship to the point where you care.
Sure.
Like while you're dating someone else. That's where you go like, okay, I get the disease aspect of it, but the other one just seems more personal, so to speak.
But also, there's no guarantees that even if they're with one person, Cheyenne, that one person does not have an STD. That'd be the real suck ass about this. Like, wait a minute. You've been with one person for the last 4 years and you gave me an STD from them. That would be the worst case. Yeah, I think I'm taking multiple partners.
I'm taking multiple.
You
kind of
go
time.
Like, all right,
dude. That happened to a girl I knew.
What's that?
She had like a friend. The friend was kind of the whore of the two of them, right?
Okay.
And I mean, it's fine. The girl slept around a lot, but the other girl was always very like I don't hook up randomly, blah blah blah. And then over the course of the time I knew her, maybe two boyfriends. Anyhow, one random hookup got herpes.
Jeez, man. I mean,
she got herpes?
Right. The other one that didn't. The other one's fine. Never got an STD. Yeah. But she kind of gave. And then she would get angry at kind of the one that slept around a lot.
Was she sleeping with a dude?
How did you?
Or another female?
Yeah. With a guy.
Okay. That's impossible not to know.
What do you mean?
If you have an outbreak going on, it is impossible for a man not to know that.
But can you pass it if you're not having an outbreak? I don't know.
I mean,
because if you have herpes, you have it. But
it's more unlikely than likely.
But possible.
It is possible. Anything's possible.
Right.
But it's not. I
don't know the story. I just know her getting hair and be like, can you believe it? She's fine. I have herpes.
Did you almost laugh at all, or?
I think my first reaction was, thanks for telling me. Maybe don't like, get drunk and tell the story so you know the guy.
His first thought was, well, you're off the table now.
Ooh, scratch that off, yeah.
Yeah.
In all honesty,
yeah. Well, I mean, I always liked her.
Yeah.
I was kind of hope she
did. You unfollow me?
Yeah. Oh, damn.
More of the random Would You Rather question coming up. 206-803-ROCK.